So I'd like to continue going through these incredible ideas of Rav Yonasan Eibeshetz, where he tells us how to connect to davening emotionally, how to invest of ourselves in our Shemona Esrei, especially during this time. Next one is the bracha of Tekabba Shofar. We daven for the ingathering of the exiles. It says we should daven. We should, in fact, get ourselves to the point of being so emotionally connected to it that we start to cry. For the ingathering of the exiles and bringing Klal Yisrael home. And for the call of drawer of freedom in Eretz Yisrael, which is, of course, through the Shofar. The person should actually imagine that they can hear the sound of the Shofar. The Shofar that calls time on history. It's V'haya B'yoma Hui Taka B'Shofar Gadol, ushering in the Yom Adin. And when he davens for the Shofar to gather in the Jewish people, should have in mind it's all the Gilgulim, all the different iterations, incarnations of people. Because as the Gemara tells us in David Ba'ash, Yichakon and Shamash Shabaguf, and Klal Yisrael include all the neshamas that were ever meant to be. So what we're trying to do is imagine the biggest possible scenario, the biggest possible picture of the Jewish people in its entirety being brought back to Eretz Yisrael. To realize the precarious nature of the Golus, that we're really meant to be home in Eretz Yisrael. Meant to be building this model society. Meant to be living in Hashem's land, proximity to Hashras, Hashchina, and the Beis Hamikdash. The Klal Yisrael should be home safe and sound. But it goes further, because it's not just about our physical safety. Eretz Yisrael is also about our spiritual safety, and that really expresses itself in the bracha of Hashiv HaShavtina. We're emotionally and intellectually focused on the restoration of the Sanhedrin. The idea of the Sanhedrin is that they are Kisei Hashem, they're really Hashem's dwelling place in this world, and as long as the Sanhedrin is in situ, there is Kvod Hashem resting on Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Rambam says that Mashiach can't come until the Sanhedrin come back, because that's the Ikar Hashras Hashchina, comes through the Sanhedrin. To understand that the Torah that we have now is in some way limited. There's so much we don't know because we haven't got a Sanhedrin. There's flexibility that we don't have access to because we haven't got a Sanhedrin. We're working with what we've got. But ultimately, the Gemara was written for Galus to help us function in a world where there's no Sanhedrin. But the Torah was always meant to be interpreted and ruled on. By the Sanhedrin Belishkas Agaz is the Supreme Court in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Start to realize what we're lacking, both in terms of Hashras Hashchina and our ability to come close to Hashem through Halacha, resolving Machleksim, having clarity in Teresh Baal Peh as a result of the Hashras Hashchina that they have, to be able to fulfill the Torah in its entirety. Realize what we're lacking. Feel emotionally connected to that lack. And to daven for its restoration.